यदाहिनेन्द्रियातेषु यदाहिनेन्द्रियातेषु न कर्मस्वनुषज्यते न कर्मस्वनुषज्यते सर्वसंकल्पसंन्यासी सर्वसंकल्पसंन्यासी योगारूढस्तदोच्यते योगारूढस्तदोच्यते यदाहिनेन्द्रियातेषु न कर्मस्वनुषज्यते सर्वसंकल्पसंन्यासी योगारूढस्तदोच्यते उद्धरेदात्मनात्मानम् नात्मानमवसादयेत् नात्मानमवसादयेत् आत्मैव ह्यात्मनो बन्धुः आत्मैव ह्यात्मनो बन्धुः आत्मैव रिपुरात्मनः आत्मैव रिपुरात्मनः उद्धरेदात्मनात्मानम् नात्मानमवसादयेत् आत्मैव ह्यात्मनो बन्धुः आत्मैव रिपुरात्मनः बन्धुरात्मात्मनस्तस्य बन्धुरात्मात्मनस्तस्य येनात्मैवात्मनाजितः येनात्मैवात्मनाजितः अनात्मनस्तु शत्रुत्वे अनात्मनस्तु शत्रुत्वे वर्तेतात्मैव शत्रुवत् वर्तेतात्मैव शत्रुवत् बन्धुरात्मात्मनस्तस्य येनात्मैवात्मनाजितः अनात्मनस्तु शत्रुत्वे वर्तेतात्मैव शत्रुवत् जितात्मनप्रशान्तस्य जितात्मनप्रशान्तस्य परमात्मा समाहितः परमात्मा समाहितः शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु ततामानापमानयोः ततामानापमानयोः जितात्मनप्रशान्तस्य परमात्मा समाहितः शीतोष्णसुखदुःखेषु ततामानापमानयोः ज्ञानविज्ञानतृप्तात्मा ज्ञानविज्ञानतृप्तात्मा कूटस्थो विजितेन्द्रियः कूटस्थो विजितेन्द्रियः युक्त इत्युच्यते योगी युक्त इत्युच्यते योगी समलोष्टाश्मकाञ्चनः समलोष्टाश्मकाञ्चनः ज्ञानविज्ञानतृप्तात्मा कूटस्थो विजितेन्द्रियः युक्त इत्युच्यते योगी समलोष्टाश्मकाञ्चनः Mind that is extroverted needs to be turned introverted first by doing action with awareness. Then when the mind absolutely has been quietened, has brought to balance, then you can take quietude as your full-time sadhana. So for a seeker who wishes to master yoga, action is said to be the means. And for the one who is established in yoga, quietude is said to be the means. That's what he said in verse number 3. Then, 4 he said, when man is not attached to either sense objects or actions, then he is said to be, and also he has renounced all the sankalpas, then he is said to be established in yoga. So instead of trying to get into such a quietitude, if you see in Patanjali Yoga Sutra also, he talks about steps. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi. Before one can go into Samadhi, one needs to do meditation. Before one can do meditation, which is concentration, one needs to do Dharana, which is concentration. And before that, all the other steps he has mentioned. So that's what he's saying. Basically make sure there is no attachment to sense objects or actions. Like we discussed, all actions, why do we get into? What for wealth is so important for us? Because wealth can give us freedom. Ultimately what I really want is freedom. So what we need to ask ourselves is, why do I need wealth? I need wealth for freedom. And what kind of freedom am I really wanting? Is this freedom which I am getting, which apparently that I get from wealth? Or is there something called as real freedom which I am searching for? So in spite of all my wealth, if I don't get that freedom, then these things that I am searching for becomes irrelevant. Isn't it? So that is end of the day, all that is needed for what? Why do I need children? Maybe you will say security. So that security I am going to get from children is what the security I am searching for. Only then all these things become meaningful. Otherwise there is no meaning in collecting all these things. Finally, like in Bhagavad-gita, say, there will come a time in your life, which may be today, this evening, tomorrow, whenever, when that time comes, you will find all these things meaningless. All these things become meaningless. Therefore, don't waste your time in running after the meaningless things. Find out what these things are needed for. So it is the attachment from the sense objects and the actions and the sankalpa. Remember, desire plus sankalpa will get into action, and that action will get to the object of your desire, and the object of your desire, in the example that we are discussing wealth, will give you what?
Freedom.
What kind of freedom? Freedom with reference to comfort. Okay, why do I need that freedom with reference to comfort? If it is to go deep into and realize my true freedom, then all this become meaningful. Otherwise, I get lost in the comfort as if it is the end all and be all of life. Then, whenever that situation comes, suddenly I realize, what has happened? I have been wasting my time. Yacheda veti data satyamasti. Nachediha veti mahativi nashi. Bhuteshu bhuteshu visitra dira. Pretyas maluka murta bhavanti. Keno Upanishad says, if you have lived as it is mentioned in the Upanishads, you live the life of satyam. Iha cheda veti data satyam asti. End of the day, what is it that you are looking for? Keep on asking this question. Never forget that. Then the moment you forget that, you get involved. As I told you, if you get involved in the world, then the thought will not go towards the higher. Yeah, so thought won't go towards the higher. So it says, when a man is not attached either to sense objects, so firstly our focus would be to become mentally detached, not physically detached. Right? Mentally detached. The easiest thing to do is temporarily physically detached. Easiest thing to do is physical detachment. But actually what he is talking about is mental detachment. And that will come only with awareness, not with information. We've been studying for so many years now. Suddenly have you become detached? You understand? Information per se will not help you to detach. That information needs to be digested, brought into awareness by experiencing, and that awareness will slowly, slowly make us detach. And that awareness is what they call as jnanam, and that awareness is what they always compare with fire. Fire has this peculiar thing that you can notice with reference to fire. That is, if you have lit fire, a matchstick for example, and if you keep it upside down, still the fire will go upwards. It will, even if you ulta the matchstick, if you turn the matchstick upside down after lighting the matchstick, you will still find the fire going upwards. So the moment you become aware and conscious, so all methods are awareness, just kindle the awareness from within that you are Atma and not the body, mind and intellect. He's going to talk about the same thing in 5 and 6 little more in different angles. So I'll explain that when we go to that verse. All that he's saying is, please understand this, whether it is through yoga, whether it is through pranayama, whether it is through karma yoga or bhakti yoga or jnana yoga, just study. Jnana yoga is study, let us say, in this context. So whether it is through action or through emotion or through intellectual application or through physical exercises or through breathing techniques, end of the day, what is it that we are trying to kindle?
Awareness.
Yes. That is why they say, why you do yoga? If you are not doing yoga with awareness, it is not yoga, it is just a physical drill. And physical drill is not going to help you. Similarly, when you study, supposing you want to run like this, right? When the chant works also, as if you have to catch a flight or something. That is mechanical reading, reflecting, that is not going to help you to detach. Whatever you do, do with awareness, mindfully, slowly you will find a detachment coming. If you go a little scientific, science says, we have in our brains, as I discussed before, the reptilian complex, the limbic portion, and then the neocortex and the prefrontal cortex. Now if you, when you talked about focusing on the place, the third eye, which is between the two eyes, the focus is you are taking it at the cortex level. You are not allowing your focus to come down to the limbic level. The moment it comes to limbic level, in fact when you are doing meditation, if you start enjoying the process of meditation, which means you have come down to limbic level. That is why one of the obstacles in the path of meditation they talk about is rasa swagaha. So if you can keep yourself as much as possible above the limbic level. In fact, what they say is about 10 minutes, don't go strictly, but they say if you can keep yourself about 10 minutes to 12 minutes at the limbic level, I'm sorry, above limbic level, your focus, and doesn't matter what you do, whatever you do, like in the process of meditation, they talk about chanting mantra, and the mantras can vary. It can be simple mantra, it can be something else, whatever it is, even for example mantra Om, whatever you are chanting, they say be aware of chanting Om, be aware of your breath, all that they keep saying. That means you are keeping your focus on the level which is beyond the limbic level, at the cortex level. And the more you do it, there will come a time you will start feeling the sense of detachment, they say, about 10 to 12 minutes. And 10 to 12 minutes of continuously keeping at that level is not easy. Are you with me? So this is what they say when they talk about meditation. And you will see that you are detached. And the detachment will further go on increasing. That is what Lord Krishna is talking about here. That attachment, say, when you pull yourself away from the sense objects and actions and you renounce all sankalpas, you will allow the energy to do its bit. The stomach is hungry, you will say, give it some food. Allow the nature to function. You are not coming in between. I have to do it. I am not coming in between. Then you have become quiet.
When you have achieved that balance, therefore it is, then he is said to be established in yoga. Now, who can help you to achieve this level? Where can I take help from? He is giving idea as to where we can go for help. In the next verse, who is our friend to whom we can look up to do this?
Uddharenatmanatmanam naatmanam avasadayet atmaivayatmano banduho atmaivaripuratmanah uddharenatmanatmanam naatmanam avasadayet atmaivayatmano banduho atmaivaripuratmanah.
Oft quoted verse, very important verse in this chapter, verse number 1 and this verse. Very often people quote these verses. So if it's possible, if you can try to memorize this, do it. But that is not the idea, to memorize, to get into the spirit of the verse.
Uddare atmanatmanam natmanam avasare atmaiva atmano banduhu atmaiva ripu atmanaha.
Every human being has got a choice, freedom. The uniqueness about human being compared to animals is what? The choice of action. Animals lead a set programmed life. Right? A set programmed life. And when the instinct comes, they will function on the instinct. But as a human being, whenever the instinct may come, you still have a choice whether to function on that instinct or to not function on that instinct. So whenever you give in to that instinct impulsively, we say he is functioning, behaving like an animal. Isn't it? But only thing is, animal did not have a choice and it is programmed. In the case of a human being, he or she has a choice. And education, this is one of the primary, what do you call, reasons for which human being requires education. Only when you can exercise that self-control over your impulses can you claim yourself to have been educated. Are you with me? Simply because we can talk about many subjects, or we are intelligent enough to put up the huge structures or buildings, etc., etc., doesn't mean we are educated. To the extent we are able to practice this self-control, we can say we are educated. And left to ourselves, natural tendency would be to choose what? The instinct. Because very often than not, when we function on the instinct, we get immediate pleasure. Therefore, what do? We function on that instinct or impulse, giving ourselves to our likes and dislikes. So if you want to bring about that detachment that he spoke about, or whatever he has been saying in the last four verses, he says, firstly recognize the fact that you have a choice. What choice? To rise or fall. Human being alone has a choice to rise beyond the level of human also. Firstly, he has a choice to function either at the level of the animal or at the human level. And if he starts functioning at the human level, then automatically over a period of time, he will rise himself to the level of divinity. He has the potential. Human being alone has the potential. So he says, Uttare Atmanatmanam. You need to put in that effort. If you leave yourself alone, what will happen is naturally the water will flow downwards. So what will happen is you will start flowing towards the senses and the sense objects, and you will start destroying yourself. So he says, let man lift himself by himself. Scores of Krishnas, Buddhas, Mahaviras, lectures, books cannot help you. Who can help you? You yourself. Uddare Atmanatmanam. Natmanam Avasadaye. Let him not lower himself. Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna, you have to help yourself by yourself. I can only give you all these methodologies from my experience. Whatever knowledge, jnana I can give you, I can give you. But you have to help yourself by yourself. Nobody can help you. So there is no meaning in becoming dependent on anybody. Swami Ramtirtha says, lecture is delivered, kill the lecturer. They mean this, not literally. Message is delivered, kill the messenger. In the book Vedanta Treatise, Swamiji in the very first chapter, he says, the role of Vedanta chapter, he says, the primary role of Vedanta, the essential role of Vedanta is to pull man out of his infatuation to personalities and educate him on eternities. Right? The problem is we get stuck to symbols, we get stuck to personalities, we get stuck to words. You will get stuck to the very man who says this, don't get attached to any being. Buddha talks about it, and a lot of people got stuck to Buddha, not even Buddha, Buddha's tooth replica also. You understand? Get stuck to some personality's hair or the glasses that the personality is supposed to have used. As tomorrow somebody will come up and say, this great master used this glass and it is being auctioned. Who would want to get it? Please understand, udare atmanatmanam. Natmanam avasare. Why is he saying let him not lower himself? Because he has a choice. First of all, please understand this. Therefore, we need to educate ourselves to choose correctly, wisely. He who is able to use his freedom and not get lost is a human being. How many of us can claim ourselves to be human beings? Very often we do many things, then we regret. What does it mean? It simply means that we did not choose. So Uddare Atmanatmanam Natmanam Avasadaye. So that is why they say you have to continuously do sadhana. Because if you rest, you will rust. Temporarily you give a gap. Again dirt starts collecting. So you go into an ashram, you be under a guru, you learn, but you have to come back and practice. So every week, once a week, if you come to the class and study, it's not enough. If you really want to lift yourself by yourself. If you say, I want happiness, I want freedom, I want that security, I'm looking for all those things, that is why I'm coming to Bhagavad Gita class, then please understand, no lecture per se can help you. Unless you decide to help yourself by yourself. I'm not saying this, Lord Krishna himself is saying this. Udare Atmanatmanam. Natmanam avasadaye. So if you don't put in that effort, what happens? Naturally, you will start getting attached to the sense objects. It is but natural for the mind to get attached. In other words, if you want to bring it science language here, it is but natural for us to function at the level of limbic area in our brain. Very few people go beyond that. Please understand this. Very, very few people go beyond that. Especially all the more when something that you like or dislike comes to you, you see it, you hear it, you smell it, you taste it, you touch it, the sense perception has gone inside you, and slowly, slowly amygdala takes over. When the amygdala takes over, what happens? You reach a point of no return. I need it. Right? You start thinking about it in your mind. What you perceive through your organs of perception has now occupied your mind. That is when we say this person is preoccupied. Remember this, Vedanta is never against occupation. Vedanta is always against preoccupation. A lot of people think, acha, you are taking Vedanta, then slowly you will stop working. Nothing like that. They are not necessarily Vedantins. Some people, due to their interest in doing little more research, they may give up. The kind of people are very few and far. You understand? Most of the people misunderstand Vedanta and they give up occupation. And then they say, Vedanta I've taken up, therefore I've given up occupation. Some people therefore are worried, Baba, don't go to all these things. All these things you can do after 60. After you finish your occupation. Or when you become unemployable, you are not anymore employable. That is not Vedanta. Do you understand? Preoccupation should not be there. When you do an action, you do it. Then after the action is over, there should be no residue of an experience that you had before in your personality. The residue is the problem. That is Divasana. Action is not the problem. So when Lord Krishna in the third chapter he said, Yoga Karmasu, sorry, in the second chapter he says that, Yoga Karmasu Kaushalam. Yoga is skill in action. What is he talking about? Doing action with such awareness and then slipping into next action with awareness. Therefore the residue of the previous action is not there in your personality. Verse number 50 of chapter 2. I told you last week, verse 48 says Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. 48 of chapter 2. Mm-hmm. Yoga is what? Samatva Bhava. Equanimity. Balance is yoga. Balance of mind is yoga. In verse number 48, chapter 2. And verse number 50, chapter 2, he says Yoga Karmasu Kaushala. Maybe I am saying it wrongly. Between these two verses, 48 and 50, one of the verses saying Samatvam Yoga Uchyate, one of the verses saying Yoga Karmasu Kaushala. So what is he saying? Go through the action with awareness. The action should be your choice, not the choice of your body, not the choice of your mind, not the choice of anybody else. But if you see everybody who is eating, everybody who is sleeping, everybody who is doing anything, we wonder whether it is his or her choice. Maybe he initiated the action, maybe she initiated the action, but while he or she is going through the action, what has happened is the action has taken over. They get involved, they get lost. So it is udare atmanatmanam natmanam avasataye atmaiva atmano bandhu. Bandhu means what? Atmaiva, atma eva, atmaiva bandhu. Then atmaiva ripu atmanaha. Ripu means enemy. Who is ripu? You are your ripu, you are your friend. For the self alone is his friend and for the self alone it is any. Your true friend is yourself, nobody else. Your true enemy is also yourself, nobody else.
Atmaiva atmano banduku atmaiva ripuratmanaha.
Now what do we say? Somebody comes and then shouts at us. Then what do we say? Oh, he's shouting at me, he's using, hurling abuses, all sorts of words he's using. So I got angry. Right? So when you get angry, are you a friend to yourself? Are you an enemy to yourself? What do we think? When we get angry, we think we are only destroying the other fellow. But what we don't understand is, we are sowing the seed for our destruction.
In Tamil scripture called Thirukkural, Thiruvalluvar says, Sinam ennum sernaarai kolli, inam ennum yema punayai chudum. Sinam means anger. Sinam ennum sernaarai kolli means what? Anger is that which destroys the one who possesses anger. But every time you get angry, what do you say? I gave her nicely. Right? You get a kick. But what you don't understand is, it kicks you. Right? What a maja. Bahut din se main aage le thi. Understand? Is baar hum chudenge nahi. I'm not going to leave her. And you have to pause and ask, do I really have a choice? I've told you this before in one of my classes. If you can learn to consciously delay, slowly, slowly you will be surprised that very same anger will turn into love. Very same hatred will turn into love. So whenever you say somebody is shouting at me, somebody is doing this and the anger is coming, please ask yourself, where is the anger rising? It is rising within your personality. The problem is the person to watch it within is not there. Therefore what happens is, you give yourself to anger. And when you give yourself to anger, you think you are destroying the other. But what you don't understand is, the world functions on laws. None can break the law. One can only break oneself against the law.
When you go to any country, the country is governed with various laws. You are supposed to know those laws, and when you abide by those laws, you can enjoy your visit, stay in that country. If you say, I didn't know, therefore I broke the law, they will say whether you knew or you did not know, as long as you have broken the law, please stay in our jail as a guest for a while. Whatever might be the punishment, they are going to give it to you. You got to say that. Right? None can break the law. One can only break oneself against the law. And what is the law? Vedanta says there is a law which says what goes around comes around. The problem is, lots of people are, sir, why do good people suffer? Basically what they are saying is, why am I suffering? This is what the intelligence does, the so-called education does. Very nicely we become a little diplomatic. Why do good people suffer? What we don't understand is, it is impossible to suffer if you have not caused pain. If you have not caused pain. The problem is, the cause has happened little time ago. You have forgotten in the meantime. When it comes, you think, I did not order this. It's like you go to a restaurant, you ordered something and you forgot. You got involved in your discussion. And when he brings that food that you have ordered, you say, really? No, I did not. No, man, you only ordered. He gives you proof also that you ordered. Nothing comes which you have not asked for. If you simply sit down and think about it, will you get there? But if you start walking in that direction, you will get there. And while walking, if you are thinking about it, to that extent your walking will be hampered, the result coming will be delayed. Isn't it? If you can walk without thinking, then your walking gets more energized. You will get there much faster. But while walking, if you think about it, to that extent your walking is going to be hampered. To that extent the result coming is going to get delayed. So therefore, you get what you deserve, not what you desire in life. You may say, I will do good from now on. Right? But you have registered certain things in the past. Those things are going to come back to you. So he says, you are your friend, you are your enemy. When somebody does something to you, they are exercising a choice. Now when you are facing that action of theirs through their choice, you are forgetting that you have a choice. If you also don't exercise the choice, then what you are doing is you are bringing destruction to yourself. How others function is their prerogative. Why do you want to judge them? By judging them, what are you forgetting is you are also exercising your choice. You are also what? Ordering something. That is why Jesus has said, judge not others, resist not evil. Famous quotation of Jesus Christ. Judge not others. You go on judging others. Others' action. And when you become judgmental, anger comes. And when anger comes, you are not there watching it, directing it, deflecting it, and letting it pass by. So what happens? You choose, as it were, you are letting yourself to go into that spiral. Then once you touch it, once you've passed it, once you've done it, you have created the karma cycle. Remember, in Vedantic karma philosophy, it doesn't really matter whether you physically harmed somebody. If you mentally had ill feelings towards any being, that is why after the end of the class you say, kayena vacha manaseendriyaiva buddhyatmanava prakriteshvabhavat karomi yad yad sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayami kshama priyas. Forgiveness is basically awareness. When you are in awareness, the natural flavor of awareness can only be compassion and forgiveness. You understand? So whatever actions I have done through my body, mind, intellect, consciously, unconsciously, please let me ask for forgiveness. You should pray for the well-being of others. Genuinely, then your well-being is what you have asked for. When you pray for somebody else's downfall, what you've asked for is your downfall. So when he says, you are your friend, you are your enemy, what does he mean by that? This is how you become your friend. This is how you become your enemy. Please understand this. You don't become your friend by, I came back nicely to that person. You become your friend when you have forgiveness, not when you have revenge in your mind. When you have revenge in your mind, what have you done? You have sown the seed. The problem is, when it comes to you back after maybe a day or two or in the evening or after a month, the problem is you have forgotten. Then you say, why is this happening? I've been always a good person. I've never ever said any bad things to anybody. All maximum I did was, if somebody shouted at me, then only I shouted back. This is your definition of
good person, and therefore you are saying why good person is not suffering. What you don't understand is when you resisted the evil, what have you done? You have sown the seed for evil. Please understand that. The moment you resist, what you have done is you opened up your mind, allowed that evil to come into you, and when the evil seed has been sown in your mind, it is definitely going to give you disturbance. It's like you've eaten some food. Somebody comes and offers you a lot of chili, right? A plate full of chili with little more mirchi masala in it, like they do sometimes, you know, some chili pickle and all that stuff. This much. You have a choice to either say yes and accept it, or say no, thank you. But you exercise the choice of saying yes. So as a result of which, what has happened? What has happened? Chili has gone into your system. When the chili entered, maja, bahut accha. Oh, super. You understand? Then what happened? Instant pleasure. Toda time came on. Half an hour, 45 minutes. I don't know how long it takes. Suddenly you start getting, oh my God, then you say, oh God, please now let me survive this. I will never ever go near chili. You understand? But you forget that. Again after some time when somebody offers. Yes. So when you resist, this is what you are doing. What you don't understand is, when you resist, what have you done? You allowed your thoughts to what? Go around that experience. When you allow your thoughts to go around that experience, you are creating impressions within. When you allow the impressions to take over in your personality, those impressions are going to create repercussions into you. That is why we say, learn to pray for everybody's well-being. This is what Lord Krishna means by saying loka sangraha. Not that you are born in this world to save the whole world. World can take care of itself. Right? Reforming the world is like straightening a dog's tail. Said Swami Ramtita. Swami Ramtita says, reforming the world is like straightening a dog's tail. Have you ever tried? If you straighten it, it will again roll back. So world is not in need of you to reform it. Therefore Swami Ramtita says, wanted reformers not of others but of themselves. This is what he says, the clarion call of Rama. Very inspiring words of Swami Ramtita. Wanted reformers not of others but of themselves. We are all interested in starting NGOs without reforming ourselves. When your inside is not reformed, what kind of reforming can you bring about outside? You can only bring cheer outside when you have cheer within you. Please understand this. You can only give what you have. If you are full of poison, if you are full of agitation, if you are full of evil, how can you give cheer to others? This is the tamasha going on everywhere. There is so much of competition in starting NGOs. Please understand, first let there be what? Effort in bringing about social awareness, self-awareness within. Then let us talk about social working. In fact, the one who has social awareness, one who has self-awareness, alone can do true service. When you yourself are dependent, how can you make others independent? Did you think about it? So therefore what he is saying? Udare atmanatmanam natmanam avasadaye atmaiva atmano banduhu atmaiva ripuratmana. One of the most inspiring words of Lord Krishna. He says, let you help yourself by yourself. You have to lift yourself by yourself. And make sure if you don't lift yourself by yourself, at least don't lower yourself. Then
You are your friend, you are your enemy. So please give some thought to this law. What is that? What goes around comes around. So if I am suffering today, it is because I have asked. You get what you deserve, not what you desire. I may desire good things in my life, but if I am not good inherently, I will not attract goodness. It is not thinking about goodness, it is being good. So when we say satsanga, satsanga is being with people who are good, not people who are thinking about good things in life. Is it clear?
Yes.
Satsanga is being with people who are vibrating with positivity, not people who are thinking about positive things. Inherently are you vibrating positive? When you go to a guru, a true guru, he is from inside good. He is being good. He is not thinking about good. Are you with me? So the idea is to bring about the transformation. You should become like a lake. What does the lake do? It goes on collecting water. Right? It is not announcing to the world, please all of you come and collect water from me. It goes on collecting water. The world goes to the lake, draws the water out. Like that, you should only be interested in bringing about the transformation within you. And when you bring about the transformation within you, information world will take from you. Krishna did not go about collecting weekly classes. Tuesday, Diraj Road, Wednesday, Prasad Kunj, Thursday, here. You understand? He filled himself with the transformation. Arjuna took it. He did not come and offer his help. Arjuna went to Krishna. And then he gave a choice to Duryodhana and Arjuna both. Arjuna chose Krishna without weapons. And on the battlefield also, first Arjuna was talking too much. He was justifying his stance. Then he chose to surrender. Understand? When he chose to surrender, what he did? It's like you have connected the pipe to the lake. Automatically the water flows. So when Arjuna connected himself to Krishna, therefore what is important is, you have to be connected 24 hours. But the mind wants to be extroverted. So therefore suddenly in between mind wants to say, okay, let me detach. And for that mind wants to use some technique. Mind is always finding its way to get down. That is where mind gets its comfort. So it can come in any form. It can say NGO. Please understand, I am not ridiculing NGOs. Our Vedanta Institute Delhi itself is an NGO. You understand? I am not ridiculing, but what I am trying to say is, let there be concerted effort in first transforming ourselves. God is not in need of you or me to transform this world. First you transform. Only a transformed person can transform another. Who wants to get transformed? So uttare atmanatmanam natmanam avasarai. Our focus should be in transformation, not just getting information. Information nowadays is easily available. Right? It's all come in the phone. If you have the internet connection. And if the memory is high, you can download as much as you want. If the internet connection is speed and the memory is high, go on doing whatever you want. But that is not going to help you. Nothing is going to happen. So you have to ask yourself, am I being a friend to yourself? If you are not a friend to yourself, how can you be a friend to anybody else? Are you with me? If in a situation when a crisis comes, if you remember verse number 2, chapter 2, Lord Krishna said, Kutastva Kashmalamidam. Sorry, verse number 1, chapter 2. Kutastva Kashmalamidam, Vishamesam Upastitam, Anarya Jushtam Ashwadyam, Akritikaram Arjuna. In a crisis you are behaving like this. Kuta, from how did you get to this? Kutastva kashmala vidam,
You are behaving like a threat itself. Right? I have not seen Arjuna behaving like this. He says, Klaibhyam Asmagama Partha Naitad Vayuka Padyate. From where did you get this pusillanimity? He is asking Arjuna. You remember those powerful words of Lord Krishna in chapter 2, verse number 1 and 2? Again, important verses. So, he says, Kutastva Krishna Lamita. So, in other words, when in a crisis, if I can be a friend to myself, only then I am what? Qualified to be friend of anybody. You have so many friends. When you are in crisis, whom do you go to? Whom should you go to, rather?
Whichever friend you feel can.
Whichever friend you feel is objective with reference to his or her own life. Isn't it? Otherwise, supposing you go to a friend who, when it comes to his own problems, he is himself struggling. How can you go to him? So don't try to be friends with others. First become friend of yourself. Ask this question. Today, whenever I do an action, first I have to pause and question. What do I have to ask? Am I choosing to be a friend while doing this action to myself? Or am I choosing to be an enemy? Every action you must ask this question. Before I am about to eat my food, am I a friend to myself? Or am I an enemy to myself now? So I said, use the verses in your life. Simply reading about it, nothing will happen. I'm giving you a tip. After this class, when you go and have lunch, ask yourself, am I being a friend to myself? Not when you start, throughout. That is why they say, when you do any action, do that action fully with awareness. One action at a time. When you do one action at a time, what are you doing? You are being a friend to yourself. That's the idea. Not one act. In fact, when you start functioning like this, your speed increases. You understand? Initially it will be slow. You will be doing one action at a time very, very slowly. But with practice, what will happen? You will do many actions as it were in a day, but all actions would have been done with awareness. There is nothing else going to help you. You can try whatever you want. Only thing that will help you, set you free, is your awareness. And that is within you. Nobody else is going to help you. So any action when I do, ask yourself, ask myself, I should do that. Am I being a friend now? Then immediately say, no, I'm going after it because of instant pleasure. So somebody is shouting at you. Somebody is behaving very badly, nastily. You know, Jesus Christ always said, if somebody slaps you on your cheek, show them the other. This is what he can say, right? The ones, the people who were against him wanted to get him trapped. So what they did was, they caught hold of a prostitute, and in their kingdom, the punishment that needs to have been meted out to the prostitute was, whipper, lashes, right? So they brought her and said, she did this crime. According to them, this is written in the scriptures, that if a person does this crime, this is the punishment. So if Jesus Christ says, don't give her lashes, that means he is going against the scripture, then they can say he is somebody who is blasphemous. You understand? They can take something against him. Or is he going to say, show the other sheep? You understand? So they wanted to trap him, but it's very difficult to trap such great masters. So when they came, he said, no, you should be a weeper. You should Do as per the scriptures. But remember, what did scripture say? Anybody who is a prostitute, she needs to be whipped according to you. I agree. So there was time when he said, I agree. So, so what about your thing? Let us think about it later. But first, before you give her that punishment, make sure inside you, you're pure. You understand? Immediately everybody went away. Only the prostitute and Jesus Christ was there. And she said, yes, I did that for a living. And please give me the punishment. He said, there is no need for any punishment now because you are aware. Go. Please understand this. We are all judging people. How pure are we inside? Are you understanding?
They were throwing stones at the prostitute.
Many, the point is you need to understand the...
That's when he said, now only the one who has never sinned, let him cast, let him throw the first.
Exactly. So you ask yourself, have you not sinned? Are you absolutely pure? Who are you to judge anybody? Leave them to God. Leave them to themselves. Let their karma decide that. You are not supposed. But if you, the moment you hate, the moment you judge, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You're sowing the seed inside
you. You are sowing the seed of what?
Hatred.
Sufferance. Suffering. And when you see, when you sow the seed of suffering, what you don't understand is you are being an enemy to yourself.
I don't know, I'm getting a bit confused. I mean, if you're trying to resist something which is not like a thing, which is evil, then also you are sowing a seed within you. And if you, and there's so many things, I mean, then you don't have to resist the evil or what?
Yes, don't resist.
But resist means reaction.
No.
Yes, resistance means reaction. Yes, she's right.
Okay.
So you know, when Krishna told, when Krishna told Arjuna to kill them, he is not talking about resistance. Krishna did not have resistance. When Arjuna was running away, he had resistance. When Krishna said, kill them, he has no resistance. Please understand what I mean by resistance. Resistance is different from response.
No, if somebody is shouting at you, what do you mean don't resist?
Internally, don't judge them. Internally, make sure there is no anger. Then as per the situation, what is to be done to? You understand? But the problem is you have anger. So you, in fact, it really doesn't matter what you do. What matters is what you are. This is what a lot of us don't understand. In fact, what you do has got nothing to do with spirituality. What you do, what you wear has got nothing to do with spirituality. Let me tell you this. Whether you go to the mandir, you don't go to the mandir, you read Gita, you don't read Gita, doesn't really matter. What matters is what you are. That is what spirituality. Many of us have no idea what spirituality is. Many of us have not even started our spirituality. We are all still at the surface level. And we have not really got into spirituality. Spirituality means this is spirituality. There should be no resistance. Judge not others, resist not evil. Inside, you understand? It is to do with your inside. Spirituality is to do with inside. Spirituality is always personal. Spirituality is always alone. We can have group meditation, but to go within. You understand? The satsang probably is needed for you to go within. And remember, like I said, satsang means not people who think good. Satsang means people who are good. There is a difference. Understand these things. So if you are resisting, I don't know why she's talking about that. I'm like, you know, you understand? Now you may not do anything to her. You may say, hey, baby, I don't know what you're saying. Inside it, I feel like punching her. Inside. But outside is, for you, please come again.
Now you have resistance. There may be somebody else who may give the person back, but no resistance. Are you with me? Then that person has not committed any sin.
There are a lot of times when people say, show the anger but don't feel it. That is, go with this.
Before all these things, like I told you.
Like if you are working, you have to sometimes.
Exactly. Whatever they are saying is fine.
I just did that this morning. That's how I want to watch it.
I don't know whether you did that. But what I am trying to tell you is, it is not easy. Please understand this. What is within only can come out. This is not something that you practice. This is something you live. And when you live, it automatically comes. Don't turn into an hypocrite. But yes, try it with an understanding. Like when the anger comes, what you can say at the most?
No, then suddenly I cooled off. So I said, okay, I'm going to my Gita class. Let me not. But you have to show it sometimes. If you are working, if you have people working.
See, the point is, are you showing, or you have been led to do that? The problem is, after the action, the awareness comes. Sometimes while you are doing, the awareness comes. As the awareness comes, the intensity reduces. You can clearly see.
Yeah, it did come.
That's it. That means the Gita is working in you.
Oh, wow.
That's all. Now, the problem is, we need to make sure that it works
24/7.
This is what I am saying. You see, then you may not be able to lecture. Doesn't matter. Right? In my case, if you ask, I have the nature to talk, therefore I have chosen this as my path. It is no big deal. Anybody, if you have little English knowledge and you read this book for a while, you will probably be able to present it better than me in English. This is no big deal. What is important is awareness. You understand? The more you become aware, the more spiritual you are. Remember, with awareness you can never get into negative. Impossible. Try it out. All negatives are because of lack of
awareness.
So you do this. So the moment the awareness came, is that intensity.
I just simply put it on the mail and send it to me. I don't want to hear it about me.
Yeah.
So she deflected it, that means...
No. Temporarily, initially, what happens is...
Initially I was getting angry.
That anger comes, right? Because somebody is saying something and the anger has come, and you lose it. And as you are losing, slowly, they are saying, why am I shouting? You understand? It's something that has made me do it. I'm not doing it. I did not consciously choose to do it. Right? Something else made me do it. I am doing it. So the moment the awareness came, immediately the thing changes. It's end of the day, kindling the awareness.
Sorry?
Kindling the awareness.
Okay.
So if you happen to be more suitable for Jnana path, through Jnana you kindle the awareness. If you are more suitable for emotional path, through emotional path you kindle the awareness. But the problem is, many people choose the path and get lost in the very path itself. This is the problem. Like I told you, some people choose meditation, and in meditation they get the enjoyment, and they get lost in enjoyment itself. One of the obstacles in meditation is rasaswara, enjoyment. The enjoyment means limbic area has come. You've allowed your consciousness to come to the limbic level. The moment it came to limbic level, finished. You want to keep it at that contact level. That is where the technique effort is. Initially the effort is tremendous. Over a period of time the effort becomes effortless. So that is why we say every day you study, reflect and live. Doesn't matter, even small portion you live. Genuinely you do this prayer. Kayena vacha manasendriyeva buddhyatmanava prakrite subhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayana yeti samarpayami. It's not just Pradip's saying it. You genuinely with bhav, with feeling you do it. You are asking for forgiveness from anybody and everybody. Right? You're asking for forgiveness from anybody and everybody, and you're feeling for the well-being of anybody and everybody. When you do this, you will automatically see a lot of well-being coming into your life. This is what we forget to understand. You will immediately see that happens. So where does this come? So at the end of the day, this is what you need to understand from this verse. Udare Atmana. Let me try to be in that level of being good. It's not like I take time from between 5 and 6 in the morning, I think about good things, then when I come back to life in the day, I'm not being good. I'm judging people. Who has given me the authority to judge anybody? Right? If they have committed a sin, they will answer it. You make sure that they committing sin is not allowing you to commit another sin. And when you commit a sin, what you think is you have destroyed somebody else. But actually, you have poisoned your life. The moment I become clear about this, then before I start with any action, what do I do? Brahma arpanam brahma harihi, brahma agnau brahmana hutam, brahma ivatena gandavyam, brahma karma samadhina, with awareness I get into it. The more and more awareness comes and I get into it, slowly, slowly I become detached from it. That is why in our country, even thieves, they told, pray and then go for stealing. I'm not joking. You may not understand them. Nowadays, their prayer may be, oh God, I should not get caught. But that is not what they meant by prayer. Prayer is not a part-time, past-time hobby. It is a full-time awareness of truth. We all have, the problem is, we have our own definition for prayer. Oh God, give me this, give me that. That has become begging. That is not the prayer that they are talking about. When they say prayer means awareness, you say, I am having this habit. It's not leaving me. Right? The idea is to rise above that habit. Therefore, consciously I go through this. I completely accept the consequences. Right? And you try it out. If you do it so sincerely, it will leave you. You will have to become detached. But you should have the guts to do it. Acceptance. This is the same idea in the Christian faith, what they call as confession. Right? What is this idea of confession? It is not that you go and burden somebody else with your life. It is clearly opening up. When you open up and you clear all the dirt from your system, positivity fills you. Energy, positive energy fills you. Divinity fills you. That's the idea of confession. You understand? You clearly, you become very clear. When you see it, I am not supposed to be doing this. It's an action which is making me an enemy of myself. But unfortunately, I'm not able to stop myself from doing it. If I do, there are going to be certain consequences. Maybe I accept that. But consciously, let me go through. But if you do it consciously, there will come a time in your life you become detached. That is why they said, don't stop yourself from doing whatever you've been doing. Whatever is your nature, let it happen. Become conscious. Oh, I'm so hungry, therefore I'm eating too much. Every time I have this tendency of overeating. So what do I have to do? Fast. No. They said, no, eat. But now eat.
With conscience.
Somebody asked me, sir, I've been studying Vedanta for so many years, but I'm not able to give up meat. I said, it is a question of rising above meat, nothing to do with giving up meat. It's a question of rising above. Right? So, why do you feel guilty about it? Continue. But just make sure there is regulation. Understand? Morning, noon and night, don't eat meat. Regulate it so that the mind is not craving for it. Regulate it. But every time you eat it, just eat meat. Meaning, you eat meat, be conscious, be there. Don't be on your mobile phone and keep on eating also. Don't do those kind of things. When you eat it consciously. And when you do it, you will find you are rising about it.
it's impossible that you will still be stuck as long as you are genuinely going through that fully. That's what Buddha always spoke about, mindful living. That's all. There's nothing else. Nothing else is going to help you. We can do whatever you want. All these prayers, all these rituals, everything that is there in any religion is only to bring you to that state of mindful living. That's all. Nothing else. And the moment you become mindful, you become a friend of yourself. So what I'm saying is, in your example, supposing you are not able to control from shouting, shout, but with awareness. So do it. Really, I'm telling you. It really doesn't matter whom you are shouting at. Are you with me? What matters is you are shouting. Whether that shouting was with awareness or not. If it was with awareness, it will slowly reduce. The intensity will reduce first and the very action will be gone. First the intensity will slowly reduce, then the action itself will be gone. That is called transformation. And when the transformation happens, you feel very light. You feel very energetic. Till then it's a burden. Because you are cheating yourself, not just others. So therefore he says, in the previous verses, continue what you are doing. Just do it as action with awareness. Dharet atmanatmanam, atmanam natmanam avasadaye, atmaiva atmano banduhu, atmaiva ipuratmana. So whether or not you shouted, whether or not you did not shout, whether or not you shouted to a certain people, whether or not you did not shout to certain people, does not matter. What matters is what? Whether you resisted it or not. The moment you resisted, that means what? You have created the, you have sown the seed. The moment you have sown the seed, you are going to face the repercussions. It's a very mechanical thing. What is going on? Life is a very mechanical thing. Especially body is a habit. You eat every day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and see. You don't have to see the clock after some time. If you are hungry, it means you are at 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock now. Because your body, it's a routine, it goes on, habit. Astrology is also based on this. Understand? It's going on. When this is there, this is the distance, this has happened, these things happen. Because it's a repetition, they can say that. It's a repetition going on. We are all repetitively living our life. The problem is, we are not watching. If you are developing the ability to stand apart and watch, so what are we doing? Earlier I played with toys. We played at, what is that game? Monopoly. When you grew up, you played Monopoly. What did you do when you played Monopoly? The Indian Monopoly thing. I bought Parade. I bought Jaweri Bazaar. I have so much money. What are you doing now? Doing the same thing. Somebody sent a mail saying from April 1st onwards, I believe, rupee note printed before 2005 will not be accepted. Somebody told me. I just know I got a mail while coming. It's a paper, right? Another paper. Another kind of monopoly. All our life, what are we doing? Playing monopoly. It's a repetition. Your childhood habits never die. So sometimes what do? You don't shout at the person who is shouting at you. Because you don't know what to do because he will finish you. So what do? You come back and show your anger to children. Because children don't shout back at you. But the point is, you have sown the seed. To them you could have been very nice. Don't just change yourself at the behavior level. When you change yourself at the behavior level, you don't become a gentleman. There are courses going on, finishing schools. And most of them, I'm not saying all of them, most of them are only focusing on what? Changing at the behavioral level. That is not really deep. It is just skin deep. You understand? You go deep and change. When you go deep and change, you become a gentleman truly. He says in one of the verses in the Bhagavad Gita, Mardava, you become very gentle. When do you become gentle? When you go deep. Outside, if you, many things that we are doing now is just cosmetic. Even spirituality has become cosmetic. Krishna is never cosmetic, he is always authentic. Meeting an authentic person is not easy. A cosmetic person is very nice. True guru is authentic, not cosmetic. He is a live wire. You understand? It's like catching live wire. That's why being with guru is a different experience. But the problem is we want everything cosmetic. So what you can do is you can ask somebody to speak, record it, but read the book. So that is all cosmetic. But being with a guru, then it is being with what? Goodness. Being with goodness has a different vibration. Even today people say when they go to Ramana Maharishi's ashram, they say that we got that vibration. We feel the vibration. Because the person with goodness has lived there. That is the only meaning if at all in going to any pilgrimages. Thousands of years ago, Krishna lived in Mathura, Krishna lived in Vrindavan. He himself did not come back when he left Mathura. You want to go there? All nonsense is going on if you go there. And not just Mathura, everywhere, every place. It is being with goodness that matters. It's not just being with papers and books, words. So that is what he's saying. Lift yourself. Be your friend. Ask yourself, from today, I should put it in my mind. Anything I do, I will ask, am I being a friend to myself by doing this action? When you do this, when you start doing this exercise, you can never go wrong. That is what Shakespeare says, to thine own self be true, and it must follow as night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man. Because you are a friend to yourself. When you are a friend to yourself, how can you go wrong to anybody? Now the problem is, you are not a friend to yourself. How can you be right to anybody?
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Narayanayeti samarpayami. Narayana
Hari Om.